Water is life. Now that's an inescapable truth, and it's the subject of today's podcast. We're speaking to Super Dube, who is the coordinator for Caritas in Hwange in Zimbabwe. So it's Zimbabwe under the spotlight, and particularly water and sanitation. I started by asking Super Dube to explain the main challenges.
The area where I come from, which is Hwange, we have a big challenge in terms of water and sanitation. As you know, we fall under Region 4 and 5, which is characterized by low rainfall. On average, we receive about 450 to 600 millimeters per annum of rainfall. So that has really created a problem for us in terms of water and sanitation. The water tables there are also low. For you to drill a bore and reach water, you have to drill down up to about 60 to 70 meters to reach the water table. We also have some of our streams that have dried up because of the rain season, which probably because of the climate change has been affected. It has actually been shortened because we now have the rain season starting towards the end of November, probably up to about April, which is quite short comparatively with the previous seasons.
And what sort of levels of coverage do you have in terms of water and sanitation in your area?
In terms of water coverage, currently it's at 46%. And then in terms of sanitation, it's around 15%.
That seems incredibly low to me. I mean, how are the communities coping with those low levels?
That has really been difficult for our communities, especially in terms of water. As you know, water is life, and without water, certainly there's no life. So that has really been difficult for our communities. Some of the challenges which the communities are facing because of the shortage of water, you know, they are exposed to unprotected water sources, shallow wells, streams, and as a result, you know, some even contract diseases. In terms of sanitation, again, there's also sanitation related diseases, especially cholera, you know, because of the shortage of sanitary facilities.
Now let's talk about Caritas Hwange, and tell me a little bit about the work you're doing to get clean water to more people.
Yes, Caritas Hwange, we have been working very closely with CAFOD since 2002, and water has been one of our priority areas in terms of interventions that we are working on in the three districts. What we have been doing, besides rehabilitating existing boreholes, we have also been drilling new boreholes. We also have a project where we are drawing water from the lake, stretching up to where the communities are, to where the schools are, to where the clinics are. And this will make it easier for communities to actually access water.
And I know there are a few other priorities as well, such as food security and combating HIV/AIDS. How are those two projects coming along?
In terms of food security, we have been working very closely with our farmers. We have been distributing agricultural inputs such as seed, the small grain crops which are suitable for our area. We have also distributed fertilizer. Right, in some areas, we have established nutrition gardens where the communities have been able to organize themselves and grow vegetables. And besides consuming those vegetables, the communities have been able to sell, you know, some of the vegetables, and the proceeds from the sale of the vegetables has been used to, say, send the children to school, pay school fees, and even meet some medical expenses. So with the interventions on food security, these have really gone a long way in assisting our community members.
Now, of course, we're reasonably comfortable over here in England and Wales. And I just wanted to finish by asking you what we can do as a Catholic community in our countries here to actually support you.
Certainly, we need help. As I said earlier on, that water is life, and we certainly need support in terms of providing clean water for our communities. We certainly need support in terms of resources to drill new boreholes, to set up pipelines, as I indicated, in areas such as Mbinga. We also need to rehabilitate existing boreholes. So we certainly need more help for us to help our communities.
Super Dube there, the diocesan coordinator for Caritas Hwange in Zimbabwe. For all the very latest from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicnews.org.uk. And for the very latest from CAFOD, the Church's aid and development agency, visit www.cafod.org.uk.